A classic, good, bad, and ugly episode, with new infographics coming after the intro. Taking 1 week off feels really strange, to be honest. But I'm more than happy and excited to be back and bring you episode 41 of season 3. Today, we got a good mix of the good, the bad, and the ugly, as we have 14 new roadmap items and a whopping 103 updates for existing roadmap items. Not all updates are great, but let's dive into it. Kicking it off this week with good news. Added on Monday this week and planned for a release already this month, Microsoft 365 Admin Center targeted release for GCC, GCC High, and DoD customers. I know the majority is not GCC, GCC High, or DoD customer, but I know some of you are, and this is more than good news to you. You guys will be able to opt in to targeted release and get early access for OneDrive for Business, SharePoint Online, Outlook for the Web, and Microsoft 365 Admin Center features. Finally, incredibly helpful, and for all of you out there being in other tenants, check your settings as well. Targeted release for selected users is well worth it for communication, change, and adoption purposes. Added to the roadmap in March 2021, this next roadmap item is now available. Microsoft Lists Custom List Templates. After 1.5 years, today we have several new ready-made list templates to make it easy to get started tracking and managing information, like events, issues, and requests. Now, Microsoft is also supporting custom list templates for organizations. It took longer than I hoped, but hey, better late than never, right? If you want to learn more how to do that, search in your favorite search engine for creating custom list templates. You should find a Microsoft Learn article to get you started. Be also aware though, you need to be either a global administrator or SharePoint administrator, and you need some PowerShell, but also very easy. I highly recommend at least testing it. Another piece of good news, SharePoint Admin Center tenant rename. Available now in preview, we can change the SharePoint domain name for our organization in Microsoft 365. For example, if your organization's name changes from Contoso to Fabricam, you can change contoso.sharepoint.com to Fabricam.sharepoint.com. A small one, but a very, very helpful one. Speaking about smaller features, now launched, Organize Add to OneDrive shortcuts. We can now organize our Add to OneDrive folder shortcuts the way we want by moving them into any private folder we create in your OneDrive. Small, but again, helpful for sure to help people not sync the whole library anymore. On to some bad news, and as almost every time, not because the feature is bad, but the way it was implemented. Microsoft Edge Sidebar. If you are using Microsoft Edge as your browser, you will most likely have experienced this already. The sidebar enables access Edge features side by side with their browsing window. Available features include Discover, Bing Search, Outlook, Office, Games, and tools such as a Unit Converter and Internet Speed Test. What is bad about this? To me, who knew this was coming to make a data-driven decision on whether you want to shove this into your user's face or not? I certainly did not know this was coming. Sure, maybe I missed the news, but I'm also quite confident that I was not the only person missing this. So, this feature is bad because the user impact was too big compared to Microsoft's effort to inform IT upfront about this. Finishing with ugly news with a bright side. Microsoft Viva Focus Mode in Viva Insights. This roadmap item is being cancelled. The plan was to enhance the focus time experience in Microsoft Teams for users with Viva Insights subscriptions. Focus plan users should have gained access to a focus mode experience. The plan was that focus mode would allow users to set a timer to balance short bursts of productivity with breaks, manage their task list, and tap into mindfulness exercises during their breaks. What is the bright side? Well, this roadmap item was actually a duplicate, meaning the other roadmap item, ID 100977, is still on the roadmap and actually rolling out now. So, a little trick or treat after all, right? This is it for this week, and oh boy, the next couple of weeks will be exciting for sure, as there will be several new infographics released. What are they about? Well, let's say viva la infographic. And until next week, as always, don't be afraid.